a better way to get through customs, one that doesn't involve taxiing to an airline gate. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. Back in 2009, Customs and Border Protection made big changes to the way general aviation aircraft, their passengers, and their content were inspected upon arrival in the United States.
CBP needed to fingerprint and collect biometric data on a wider group of people who were entering or re-entering the country. And typically, that biometric data collection equipment was available in the full-service facilities at the airline gates. So we noticed a pattern around the country where CBP began sending general aviation aircraft business flights to airline gates.
Greg Kulis, a business aviation professional, retired law officer, and former chairman of the NBAA Security Council, says that raised a lot of red flags.
Air traffic control ground services terminate upon entering the airline gate perimeter, where pushbacks and arrivals are then handled by the airlines themselves in discrete frequencies. So once we were cleared into a certain area within the terminal perimeter, it was proceed at your own risk.
It was clear that a compromise was needed. So to accommodate international general aviation arrivals, CBP created the Airport Terminal Design Standards Program, which basically laid out the requirements for building CBP facilities on the GA side of the airport.
One of the difficult issues is that CBP's building requirements for these facilities are very demanding, and to meet all of the building specifications becomes very, very expensive.
But even in the face of that great expense, roughly 15 of them have been completed within the past 3 years. Another 14 or so are under construction or poised for groundbreaking. Approximately 18 are now in the negotiation or design phase. One of those being built right now is at Lane Aviation in Columbus, Ohio. Mark Myers is a vice president at Lane and the past president of the Ohio Business Aviation Association. He says the company, the aviation community, as well as the Columbus business community, all had to analyze the facility's return on investment.
We identified that the southwest portion of our country was not being served as efficiently as it could be by a large FBO that could process their aircraft quickly. So we identified all of those markets, and we are hoping that that ROI, as you mentioned, is going to occur more quickly than expected.
And it very well may. Right now, Meyer says Lane Aviation serves about 250 inbound international flights that require customs clearance every year. With a new CBP facility, he expects that number to take off to between 400 and 450 flights every year. For information on how to conduct that ROI analysis and start the process of working together with CBP to create a general aviation customs facility at your airport, get in touch with the NBAA Security Council. You'll find contact information on the website. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment, but first, please, this message.
This week, the Airplane Geeks is bits and pieces. That means the best interviews and short stories from all over the aviation industry. So join us at airplanegeeks.com, where we talk aviation.
Welcome back to Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. One of the hottest topics in all of aviation right now is the talent pipeline. That is, the infusion of new blood into an industry whose workers on whole are aging pretty fast. In fact, that problem has become so front and center that it's on the NBAA Safety Committee's list of top safety focus areas this year. At NBAA 2014, next month, the organization will debut its Young Professionals in Business Aviation Initiative. For more information on that, check the website and download next week's edition of NBAA's Flight Plan for a discussion about this with members of the Safety Committee themselves. And by the way, I look forward to seeing you in Orlando. And that is the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.